Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 8th of August, 2022. The Bible reading for today is from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, and verses 17 to 21. Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. Pay attention and turn your ear to the sayings of the wise. Apply your heart to what I teach, for it is pleasing when you keep them in your heart and have all of them ready on your lips. So that your trust may be in the Lord, I teach you today, even you. Have I not written 30 sayings for you, sayings of counsel and knowledge, teaching you to be honest and to speak the truth, so that you bring back truthful reports to those you serve? Today's article, titled Discerning Right Paths, was written by Wynne Collier. No one would have believed 16-year-old Brazilian skateboarder Felipe Gustavo would have become one of the most legendary skateboarders on the planet. Gustavo's dad believed his son needed to pursue his dream of skating professionally, but they didn't have the money. So his dad sold their car and took his son to a renowned skating competition. No one had heard of Gustavo until he won. And the victory catapulted him into an amazing career. Gustavo's dad had the capacity to see his son's heart and passion. "When I become a father," Gustavo said, "I just want to be like 5% of what my dad was for me." Proverbs describes the opportunity parents have to help their children discern the unique way God has crafted their heart, energy, and personality, and then to direct and encourage them towards the path that reflects who God made them to be. Start children off on the way they should go, the writer said, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. Now, we may not possess vast resources or profound knowledge. With God's wisdom and our attentive love, however, we can offer our kids and other children within our sphere of influence an immense gift. We can help them trust in God and discern the paths they can follow for a lifetime. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as I consider how good parents pay attention to their children, I know you are the truest parent. Thank you for seeing and guiding me. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.